What's going on? Welcome to DC Pirate Radio. I have no idea what number. I'm skipping ones. Who knows what numbers we're using anyway. On today's podcast, we have Tiny Sumo to talk about his 6 months. He's taking the world by storm with his podcast, the Tiny Sumo Talk Time Podcast. Listen to that. If you need a haircut, don't go to Robbie's Chop Shop. I can't stress this enough. Why would you do that? There's plenty of nice little hairdressers you can go to. You book in, you can get your hair washed, get your tips done, backstreet boy it up. Fantastic. No reason whatsoever to go to Robbie's Chop Shop. This is really annoying. You're really screwing up my intro, Zeke. Get out of here. What else? Jammu, buy Jammu. Macro Meals. I did a bit of a plug mid-podcast. Adelaide-based. Cheap food, healthy food delivered to your door. What else could you want? I reckon that's it. We've got another sponsor I have forgotten. So enjoy the podcast. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye.
I'll kiss you on the lips and take you to Italy.
That is a classic.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Anyway, no time for nonsense. Gotta get down to business.
We're gonna get straight to the point. We've got no time for nonsense.
No time for messing around. Straight to the point.
No time for fluffing about. You're straight to it. Just straight to the point.
Just gotta get on with it.
Better not be honeygiving me, bro.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice. Okay, Zane. Now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to you, from the depths of our twisted imaginations, the DCE Pirate Radio Podcast.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's a Pirate Radio Podcast, my friend.
You're such an idiot.
there's like an aerobic step on top of a like a kitchen buddy thing that the kids climb on to get to the kitchen bench. I've stacked them on top of each other, and my phone is currently propped against a mouthguard case. So there's a lot going on.
Well, I've got my laptop balanced on a buffet that is also a box that you can store things
in. Nice. Perfect.
On top of a table, which is on top of another table that has the mixing board in it.
Jesus, that's a lot happening.
There's a lot of shit going on, and there's a lot of sticky tape shit going together.
That's fine. What are we talking about today? Have you started recording?
Yeah, I started recording. I think we've started.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, you can, I mean, because that's the thing too. You're professional with this. You can go back and record an intro.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the best part. For me, I'm not so blessed. I have to just, you know, in the moment, just have to go with it.
I do like you've got it down to a science now, though. Where, like, whilst your guest is loading up, you do what you need to do.
Yeah. So now there's the process where it's like, I get my plugs out the way. I make sure I get my invite done, and then while they're getting on, that's when I get the plugs down. I can see the guests rock up often while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
While I'm doing
and
the plugs,
will sit there quietly until you're ready for them.
I gotta wait. You gotta wait for the plugs. Gotta
you
get the plugs out the way.
Podcast.
Oh, I see. You
want 20,000 views on Facebook. You want a part of this Tiny Sumo pie.
Yeah, that's wait for me. Exactly right. Exactly right. You wait. Yeah, no, that's a real number. 20, I think my best month now has been 21,000 on Facebook, 21,000 interactions. 21,000 interactions in the month, so it's pretty good. It's going well.
I've got a couple of YouTube videos that are getting close to 400 or 500.
That's really good. My YouTube, that's the thing too. We've spoken about it where, like, I was very focused on the YouTube view count, but I found that it's harder for me to actually get the numbers.
Yeah.
So I've probably been more heavily focused, and I'm still uploading everything to YouTube, but I'm more heavily focused on the Facebooks for me. Yeah.
I'm trying to cover my nipples.
No, I was actually going to get mine out to because I thought that's what we were doing.
See, that's why my YouTube count's going up. Zeke, stop hitting the microphone.
Because you get the nipples out.
Well,
that's what does it.
They're listening to this. People are listening to this all around the world. And then they hear Matt's got his nipples out.
And then they go to the YouTubes.
You have to see that. You have to. Yeah. It's my deformed nipple too. It's the old pierced one that no longer has a pierced.
Oh, nipple. Nice.
I think it was so 9 years of taking it out before, pretty much every night before training, and putting it back in before someone said, "Why don't you just take it out?"
Yeah. And you're like.
And yeah, I did.
And you're like, oh yeah. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'm no longer part of that scene, you know, the nipple piercing scene. Because I'm assuming that's a scene.
Well, it's like, mainly just because it was so fucking painful. Mm. The thought of ever potentially wanting it again, I don't want to go through that pain. So I didn't want it. It was something I did when I was like 15. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Lots of things at the time. But I just, I wanted to keep it just in case I changed my mind.
Well, I did some things at 15 that like now I did things last week that now I'm like, why did you do that? Yeah, that was stupid.
I'm going to do some shit later tonight.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. So, for those that don't know that are now watching this podcast, this is the third time we've tried to record it.
Yes.
We did, cause we're not doing it live. That's the thing. Like I put up a story on the Instagrams today. I'm like, hey, I'm recording with Feb. It's not live. You'll have to wait.
Yeah.
But check out my other videos. Because we're doing this via the Skypes.
I'll get it up today.
Not the Instagrams.
This works, I'll get it up today.
Yeah, well, because we've recorded twice and they're really good.
Yeah.
And we chatted for like over an hour each time and we're really positive about the chat and it was really good. And we spoke about like goals and ambitions and drive and it was really good. Yeah. And then neither of them worked.
And fuck that, I'm in a silly mood today, so that's probably not going to happen today.
You know what it was too? I think one of them we were both drunk.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. That was a good podcast. I mean, that was a fun chat. Either
I got
way,
I get wasted.
Yeah, like I looked at my my studio the next day, and I'm like, that's a lot of empty beers.
Yeah,
that's for the same. Like I was on the chat for an hour. I'm like, that's
for an hour. I did well.
That's too many empty beers for that chat. But you know, that sometimes you have to partake in the devil juice. And be a talkie boy. But that was it. We had two very nice chats and then neither of them saw the light of day. So they were just for us. Mm. And you know what it was too for me? That was very odd because I haven't had a chat not see the air for a little while now. Yeah. There was that spate of time where I was losing a lot of content. Yeah. The content was quality was horrible. Not the chat itself, but the actual quality of the video because I'm a tech potato and it just wasn't working out. But I haven't had that knock on. I've got a lot of wood around me, so I'm going to knock on all of it. I haven't had that for a little while, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think I've figured it out.
Well, I was having a conversation with someone the other day. Shout out Brady Macro Meals. If you're in Adelaide, want some...
Oh, there you go.
You want some healthy meals, check them out. Very hard to beat them on price. I haven't been anywhere cheaper. And it's quality
there
food.
There you go.
They deliver you... I don't know how this turned into an ad, but they deliver you food to your house that is healthy and it costs you like... less than $10.
That's perfect.
I pay more than that bloody buying shit.
Oh, this coffee was $10.
Oh, shit.
So I got a lot of extra shots. We spoke about that. And I got some lip off the barista.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a lot of shots. Bang Bang, we had this conversation. We had a bit we were going to do. Because you had a coffee. Mm. Jimmy Bang Bang would be proud.
Yeah, he would be. But then we said we didn't go on like a beach walk to get it. But I did walk from the car to the bakery and then from the bakery back to the car and then from the car into my house.
Yeah, so what Jimmy Bang Bang does in those situations, he calls that sprints.
Yeah, essentially that's I'm doing interval training. Yeah. That was my interval training.
Hashtag quick workout.
And small sustainable goals. And I got my coffee, but yeah, she gave me some lip. I'm like, can I get a large coffee? Give me three extra shots in it. She goes, oh, you want six shots? And I went, just make it five because I was trying to be responsible.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that's a lot. And I'm like, oh, you've got a lot of teeth in your mouth too. You know, like, are we? No.
I went dark. Like, that went darker than last time. That escalated.
But don't ask stupid questions. Just make my fucking coffee. Don't argue with
someone that's just asked for five shots of coffee. Like, they're obviously in it for a reason.
I'm obviously tired. Just make me the
fucking coffee.
They're
not a normal,
coffee.
Sane, safe individual.
No.
Five shots in their coffee.
Anyone that drinks the amount of coffee, and that was the thing too, I said, make it warm. I don't want it hot. Make it warm so I can drink. I want to drink it now. Yeah. I want to drink it now. I'm a thirsty, tired boy. And she went, that's a lot of coffee. I went, yeah, I know, because I ordered it. I'm aware of how much coffee. Like, I understand what a shot of coffee. I drink a lot of coffee.
I get why you're working in this fucking coffee shop and you're 73 years old.
Good job.
Maybe good next job. Week now, you'll go for that promotion.
Make my coffee before you turn to dust. What the fuck? What the fuck? No, it was annoying. Because we were told, like,
see the headlines now. Tired Tiny boy. Sumo. Shits on minimum wage coffee worker. Young teenager sumo. Just trying to make a living. Get shit on.
Tiny sumo hates the working class. That's what it is.
When you run for politics.
This is the one that's going to come. If I'm going for politics, you can imagine how bad the fucking system is at the time. If I'm running for anything, I can't. To be fair, I've had some legal troubles, and the yelling at a barista is probably the least of my issues.
It's also so, like Dagestan, man. You can't just go straight from fighting into politics.
That's true, which I'm upset about. Yeah. I would prefer that. I want all of my politicians to be tested in combat.
Yep.
I think that you who put up a picture? Rich Franklin put up a picture on his Instagram. Shout out Rich Franklin because I know you watch this. He put up a picture and it was like as a caption. It said a lot of you are all too comfortable saying stuff on the computer because there's no threat of being punched in the face. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I want more people to get punched in the face. And so I want my politicians to have all been punched in the face before.
Yeah.
I think that you make better decisions when you're like, oh, shit, I might get hit for that. I think, you know, I think one of the things is like I've noticed because I still have a normal person job. Mm. Funnily enough, your boy does not make a living. Not after I fucking just climbed the talkie boy ladder. But like I was talking to someone about it the other day, and like he's an older bloke, like he's in his 40s, and we're talking at work, and I said there's a lot of people here that just have never been in like a confrontation where it could turn physical, so they talk to you like there's no possibility of that, and I've always thought like you should talk to people on the work floor, like especially these guys working in the warehouse or truckies or whatever. I'm like you should be talking to people the way that you would talk to people at the pub that you don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know how you're going to react to what I'm saying, so I need to think about what I'm saying. Not just say things and not expect a repercussion. And so I would like my politicians to behave the same way. I would like a member for this whatever group to be like, if you say that again, we're going to have to fight in the car park. And then they fight and they're like, we got that out of the way. We're good now. Or like I want them to have been in a fight at some point, for sure.
Well, yeah, for sure. Actually, like, it's funny you mentioned that. I was watching a YouTube on some psychologist talking about that exact point. And they were talking about how, I really like stuff that goes into like the psychology of human beings and like how things used to work and how society kind of structured itself. And that was one of the things they were saying is one of the things that kind of keeps us in line, particularly maybe young men that are young, dumb, and full of a bit of fun.
Yes.
Is the fact that there is the underlying threat of violence. Is that like that is something that's very important for someone who might be getting flooded full of testosterone, a little bit uppity, a little bit egotistical, as we all were at that age, is the fact that you might get a shot in the mouth if you do the wrong thing. And I'm not talking about fucking King hitting someone in the back of the head.
No.
That's not what you want. No. And I don't even necessarily think the violence is necessary. Essentially what he was saying is the fact that threat of violence is what stops the violence, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like that's what like the fact that there essentially the fact that there might be consequences is what makes everyone act respectful and be involved. And he was pointing out your point, which is in today's society, that kind of consequence is gone in a lot of the extent. Well, it certainly is whether it is there or not, there's certainly a lot of people that live in worlds where that it would be very unexpected.
Yeah. And they also just don't believe it would happen. Yeah. Like, it's one of those, it's just like, that won't happen. It's like, no. If you behave that way.
Yeah.
If you behave that way with me, we're going to have to fight. And I'm like, that's just how it's going. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, you see that, but you see it in like people at shopping centers, you see it, you're like, oh, you just, you haven't even, that thought hasn't even crossed your mind. Like you've been able to talk to people that way for so long that you haven't run into, or maybe you have. And like, that's the thing too. Like certain people act that way because, they're comfortable with being checked, maybe. They're like, no, I'm looking to get checked. But the majority of people that act that way haven't been checked. And like you're saying, I'm not advocating violence, but I'm advocating the idea that people need to be aware that there is the possibility of violence and you should act accordingly. I don't know how we got off on this tangent. Yeah. This happened because we were talking about Dagestani politics, Jimmy Bang Bang. This is not a topic that I have covered on the podcast before, Dagestani politics. I have talked about fighting. That's essentially all I talk about.
It's one of those things where it is good that we can live in a society where everyone's safe, but there's unintended consequences. I think this is quite, I don't know who said it. This is like, I think it's good times make weak men make bad times,
bad times make
good times. So essentially, it's like if it gets, if people get too far away from understanding, which doesn't mean that you need to be walking around where everyone's bopping each other in the nose.
No.
Like you need to have, we need to be in a society where you like are respectful and understand consequences. Often to the point where like I treat someone that I could overcome in a physical confrontation with respect also because I don't want to be that type of person.
You know what it is though? And this is something that's like pretty commonly known, I think, between like good martial artists, not necessarily like a fighter, but like martial artists is that like some of the nicest, most humble, chilled out people are also some of the most badass.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't need to worry. I'm not worried. What do I need to worry about? You know, so they're comfortable.
Most of that naughty boy behavior comes from insecurity.
Yeah, of course.
You notice that I don't know about you. You can always tell when you go to the fights. You
can tell the ones that can't fight. Yes, 100%.
Because they're walking around trying to eyeball everyone, trying to start fights. And it's like, you.
The craziest.
I'm like, I know that dude. He's black belt. I know that dude. He's had 12 Muay Thai fights. Don't start a fight with either of them. I know they don't look that big. Especially that dude, man. He looks like a computer programmer. He does jiu-jitsu. Don't fuck with him either.
He'll choke you out. Just chill out. No, I took a friend to the fights the other night. Like he's a big Kiwi guy.
Yeah.
And like he works security and all that sort of stuff. And he's like, normally I would normally he goes to places and he feels on edge because he's like, I know, like I just used to work in the door all the time.
Yeah, I know that.
He goes, but I came here and I felt pretty chilled out. Everyone seems pretty good to go. And I said, you'd be surprised because it seems like the worst possible place to start a fight, but there's always fights at fight shows. It's really weird. And I get that it's like a bloodlust thing, but it's like you're saying, it's the guys that are insecure and they're watching people fight. And they're like, I can do that too. You're like, you can't, bro. Because if you could, you'd be doing it. And it's every fight show. And like, I distinctly remember I went up, I cornered at a fight show in Queensland maybe a couple of years ago now. And I remember the promoter literally got on. He was doing the announcing as well. He literally got on. He said, look, guys, I know that, you know, you get a couple of adult beverages in you and you want to misbehave. This is not the place to misbehave. And everyone went, oh, he's right, isn't he?
Yeah.
Except for a couple of idiots
who
then misbehaved. And funnily enough, they got checked by people who could fight. Mm. And they lost accordingly. But that's the thing. It's like, oh, boys, wrong place.
Yeah.
Like everyone, you got to understand that, like, especially I think at a pro show, at a big show, you could probably get away with it more. You go to like a UFC and there's 20,000 people there.
Who don't know what they're doing is incorrect.
There you go. But that was like, I went to a show the other night and there would have been 500 people there.
Yeah.
Within that 500 people, you got to take into account that a vast majority of the people that are there watching the fights are there because their friend is fighting. Yeah. Now, out of that percentage, maybe only, if you said 10% of the people at that fight show could fight, that'd be a fair estimate because they're your gym friends and all that sort of stuff. Even just fight a little bit. Now, 10%, if you thought about any other context where you're like, 10% of these people can kick shit out of me, that's a lot of people.
Mm.
So just behave, just chill out. Even if you can fight, just chill out because you're like, I don't know.
And you know what? How about don't be a dick regardless of whether someone's going to beat you up? Back to our first point. But
there you go. If you just chill out and behave, there you go. You're fine.
We had would have been last year when I was cornering at one of the fights and there's two guys obviously there for the beers punching.
Yep.
So it was relatively even because they both had no idea and everyone
fell
apart. Then I've gone for a walk trying to look for my Uber. I was with the fighter. Two of the other guys from the fight team and two of the other people that train.
Yeah.
Walking past. Dude's having an argument with his missus. You know those arguments where they're like, you guys just need to not be together. But, you know, you're probably in your early 20s. You've had a few drinks. Every time you have a few drinks, you have an argument. I've been there.
Yeah.
You've probably been there. We've all fucking been there.
Yeah.
Anyway, mid-argument with his missus, as we're walking past, stops and turns and does the old, "What the fuck are you looking at?" And I'm like, there's five of us.
Yeah,
that's, I'm wearing my fucking corner shirt. This dude's fought tonight. You paid money to watch him fight. He's not wearing it's obvious that he's wearing like training clothes of some description. Like,
it
doesn't look like he's gone out for a night on the town.
Yeah,
I'm like, what are you doing? And like, it's you know, we've just gone around. Oh no, mate. Like, you know, have a good night. Like, you know, I don't care. Like, I don't need to prove my ego to you.
Nah.
Just, you know, have a good night. If you come over and try and hit me, I'm going to fucking defend myself. But there's no reason for me to initiate any of this. Like, have a fantastic night. And he's had another bite and it was, you know, mate, see you later, have a good night. And it de-escalated. But I'm like, that's not smart behavior, mate.
No, but all it would have taken was for you to not be a chill dude and be like, I'm looking at a fuckhead.
Because there are some fucking dickheads in the martial arts community.
Of course there are. Of course there are.
Let's not pretend like everyone's a fuck.
No. And that's why I try differentiate between the two, where it's like, if you're involved in the martial arts side of it, probably more, you're probably more inclined to be like, no. And I think too, once you've been checked a couple of times, this is one of the things that I've sort of taken. And like I always say, like, my grappling is dog shit, right? Yeah. But when I started, like when I first wrestled or when I first did jiu-jitsu or anything like that, like in my head, I knew it was something I didn't know, but I also thought, no, it's okay, because I just have to hit someone and it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Like that's my, you know, theoretically. And then I remembered I wrestled with a former two-time Olympian.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move him. But when he wanted to move me, he could move me. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Reality check. The first time I rolled with a black belt, I'm like, oh, my fuck. I'm like, if they decided to wrap me up, there's not a whole lot I can do about it. And I'm like, you would only know that because you're involved in it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I only know that because I've been there and I've seen it. But it's the same sense as like even with striking. You get to like a certain level of proficiency and you think, I'm feeling pretty good. And then you go and spar, you know, like a top contender or a champion or whatever. Like, oh, shit. Yeah. Well, you see just those dudes where you're like, hey, I don't look like much. And then you're like, oh, holy, okay, shit. All right, that's a wake up. And so I think getting those regular reality checks has been really good. You know, like I'm very aware of what my skill set is, you know, like all that sort of stuff. I'm aware of my own physicality. I'm aware of what I'm capable of doing. I'm also aware of what other people are capable of doing. And therefore that makes me a more, balanced person in that respect, where it's like, yeah, like you're saying, it's like, if there's a green light, I can go. I know I'm confident in that. I'm like, worst case, I know I'm good. I'm fine. But I'm also confident enough to be
something
like,
mean
yeah.
to me. Isn't enough of a green light for me to hurt you. Like, you know, like guys get this weird ego. Like, I must defend my honor. It's like, mate, where's your fucking horse and where's your fucking armor?
Yeah.
Bro? Like, what are you talking about? Like, just go, like the best thing you can possibly do is walk away and not get in a fucking physical altercation. Like confrontation isn't fun. The best course of action. And if that means you have to humble yourself to do so, then fantastic. Like, who cares?
There's only been
like a last ditch measure for worst case scenarios.
There's only been a couple of times where I've sort of had to check people in recent memory, where I'm like, hey, no, you need to understand that this will turn physical if you don't stop. Like, but even like, it's one of those things I've noticed where if I was in the car with my wife and my wife was driving, and we would get like a ute or something, or like a bloke's car pull up behind her.
I know.
Flash the lights, pull up a sign, you know, swear on my babe, what you have to do, I need you to pull around the other side of them so they can see me in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
I need you to drive next to them, I need to put down the window. And they need to be aware that they can't behave like that because they think they see a female's car. It's like, no, I'm going to get out of this car, I'm going to kick your teeth down your throat, you need to behave.
Mm. Well, that's the perfect manifestation of that behavior.
Yes,
that's just plain old bully.
Yes,
like, and I feel I have the physical superiority, so I'm going to be.
Yes,
and then like, and my favorite is because I've been in similar situations. You don't say a word; they just see you, and your behavior changes.
Yeah,
and
you're
like, well, what the fuck? I go, if you're that angry, you should be that angry regardless of who it is.
Yes,
or
you're
just picking on her because it's, you know, a mum driving her kids in the back of the car, and you're an absolute piece of shit.
Well, here's the thing: I probably haven't been quite that calm. Where I roll down the window of the hatchback. I'm like, hey, would you like to talk on the side of the road? I see that you're an angry boy and you're accosting females in their cars on their way to school drop-offs or whatever it may be. Would you like to have a discussion?
I think you need and, like, would yeah, you like, and, would you and, like me to come give you
would a you like a snuggle? And never have I none of them. And that's the thing. It's like you're saying, just because the guys that are behaving that way aren't the guys that will stop a car when they see another bloke. That's the thing. Yeah. So, but even the other day, actually, so speaking of like my car accident the other week, I got out of the car very angry.
Yeah.
And the other guy made the mistake of telling me to calm down.
That doesn't work. Ask my wife.
And I'm like,
doesn't work very well.
Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking stupid? Like, what the fuck? I'm like, tell me to calm down again. I'm going to kick your teeth down your throat. Go back and sit in your fucking car. You've run a red light and T-boned me. Get the fuck away from me. I'm like, yeah, and because you've worked up adrenaline and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, it's an intersection I take four times a day. I do my school drop-off run on that intersection and all that sort of stuff. So I'm worked up, and I'm like, come on, calm down again. I'm going to murder you in this street. You need to get away from me. I was this. I was. But, like, a couple of hours before that, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Which is why I was so worked up. You know, I'm like, don't come on. You just need to go sit down. Go get in your car. Don't fucking talk to me. Go ring your insurance company. I need to be away from you for a minute.
Yeah.
And then I was okay, but I'm like, but I told him afterwards too. I'm like, hey, don't tell another grown man to calm down, and don't tell someone to calm down in a situation like this, because all you've done is made me angrier. So, like, this is after I calmed down, but I'm like, you just needed to give me my space. You need to go, dude, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? All right. You're okay? Sweet. Oh, you want me to go away? Okay. Just when you want, when you want to talk to me.
In his defense, he was probably frazzled and didn't know how to handle the situation either.
Yeah, true. And that's the thing too, probably that's the thing of not being in confrontations where it's like, if you haven't been in a confrontation before, you're probably like, oh, nah, all right, cool, sweet dude, I'm going to go and be over here. When you want to talk to me, just come grab me. Yeah. It's all good. But yeah, mind you, still a segue for that, still haven't got my car sorted out, but whatever. Yeah. Driving a very nice rental car at the minute, all paid for by his insurance company.
That's
so
right.
I'll drive that forever.
Tiny Sumo GoFundMe. But we're going to get the most ridiculous car for you.
Yeah, we can probably do that anyway.
Hot pink convertible.
I'd do that if we could label it up on the side.
I would drive that every goddamn day. If I could get that, whack a big old sticker on the side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's like thinking about, to segue again, like thinking about the stuff that I want to do with Tiny Sumo and all that sort of stuff. It's I think there's probably some exciting stuff coming up. It's good. It's good. But yeah, I need to get it's good, man. You know, I'm like, and I'm seeing that you're posting up about the single serve Jammu.
Yeah, people went like, I put that on our story with a voting thing. We got a shitload of interaction on that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like people want the single serve. Now we're just getting Jimmy Bang Bang to put his goddamn latte down.
And make him. Just fucking make him,
Jimmy Bang Bang. Like, again, like, he's not here, so I can say something nice about him.
And he won't listen to this, so it's fine.
So I'm a planner. I hate saying that because I'm not really a planner. I'm not really an organized person. But, like, I'm good at, like, seeing how things will end out. So, like,
you're a visionary.
Yes. Vision is scary.
Well done.
So I can kind of, like, I'm thinking of all the things that might 3 months, 6 months down the track. So for me, it's like that single serve is not complete until it is complete. You know, it needs to be labeled, bulk repeatable process. We can meet orders, et cetera, et cetera. Jimmy Bang Bang is like, if I can make one. So we've had the same conversation like a few times now. And granted, I probably overestimated. But when he first brought it up, like, he's been working on this for a good 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
I've basically said, if you get it up and running by the middle of 2019,
yeah,
great. He's like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why would it take
that? Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, for it to be like on the production line, we don't have to worry about it. Like, if you can get that done in 6 months, that's great. Anyway, he's on his fourth prototype now, because we've got, you know, the kegs and the whole setup now to do it ourselves. And the first one, he brings it over. He's like, oh, Mum tried this and it didn't taste right. I have one taste. I'm like, yeah, it's flat, man. I'm like, this is wrong. Yeah. Next one, flat again. Third one, flat again. Which is like perfectly fine. That's what happens when you're doing trial and error. He's trying to
create it. Yeah, of course. It.
But every time he's told me, oh, it'll be done by the end of the week. Because it's like in his mind, the next one he does is just magically going to be perfect.
It's the one.
Whereas I'm trying to account in. I'm like, let's give you, fourth time now, figure it out. But I'm like, I would have given him two. I'm like, at least factor in a couple trials and, you know, give yourself 2 weeks per trial. And, you know, let's give it, once you've finally got it working, let's give it to a few people before we put it in stores. And like, you know, hey, what do you think about this? What should we do here? Et cetera, et cetera.
Of course.
And he's fucking lining up the stores already. We've already got orders from stores. Oh. And I'm like, fuck, man, the labels aren't printed. Oh. And the last batch of was not bad. It was another day of carbon. I'm like, okay, well, he'll get it done. But on the positive side, you know, I'm the type of person that wouldn't get it done. Like, there is something from just shutting up and doing it. And figure it out on the fly. So that's the value he brings. But I've been trying to so that I leave him alone. I'm like, you're doing it. You're doing it completely different from how I would do it. If we both get involved, I'm going to fucking strangle you. So you just do it. And I'm going to do this thing that helps the business. And you let me know when it's done. And that seems to work.
Smart move.
It can't be up each other's ass all the time.
But it works well in that you balance each other out well. I have, because obviously I do my own thing, but you know that, like, I message you every day.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other, like, I do similar stuff. I used to do similar stuff with, like, my training and stuff like that. I'd, like, message sensible people, you know? And that's the thing. I, like, message you about stuff all the time because I'm like, I just need to bounce this off someone. You just need to bounce it off someone. And that's where you two will work well together, because you are, while both similar in personality to, you know, a certain extent, you're also very different in the way they operate. So obviously it works really well. And that's good. That's what you need.
Have you seen Pokemon? I know you've seen Pokemon.
Yes. Of course I have.
How, like, they evolve and they get better.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's kind of how me and James work.
Yeah. So are you the evolution? You're the evolution.
I'm evolution.
Gotcha.
I'm a function of Jimmy Bang Bang. I can get a latte.
And not claim it as a workout. That's the secret. You're able to get a coffee just for the sake of getting a coffee and then work out separately.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's impressive. That's impressive.
He made me dinner the other night, though. He made a pretty good dinner.
Did he?
Give him credit.
Oh, that's nice.
He's this is probably the perfect analogy for me and Jimmy Bang Bang. I'll make the dinner in 20 minutes. It'll be nutritious. Yep. And it'll be, it'll probably won't look that great. And it'll be like 90%.
Yeah.
He'll take an hour and a half and he'll get it
100%.
And it'll make a giant fucking mess.
Yeah.
So it's like, depends on your situation. Sometimes it's Thursday night, it's 9:30 at night. I've just got home from training. You know what? 20 minutes without a mess, sorted out. Beautiful.
Done. Yeah.
Saturday night, plenty of time, not going out. Open a nice bottle of red. Get my sexy pants on. Cook a nice
dinner. Nice. Yep, done. That's Jimmy Bang Bang.
Silk boxes and then a silk
shirt. Robe, like a smoking jacket.
Open, though. Like, open, of that, course. You can tell that his robe, he's never tied up the belt. There's no creases in the belt. It's always been open.
Straight. I don't know if it, to be honest, I don't even know if he'd buy the right size. I think if he was to buy a robe, it wouldn't fit anyway. You know what I mean?
He has this robe. I'm not. This is not a
hypothetical. He actually has it.
This is what he does.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Yeah,
this is the Jimmy Bang Bang experience, ladies. You can.
Wow. Now you know. This is the exclusive behind the scenes.
If you'd like to request, his lady friend might not like me pimping him out very much. Anyway, if you'd like a photo of Jimmy Bang Bang robing it up, please inquire below. Oh, we've lost Tiny Sumo. Oh, shit. We've completely lost him. We'll edit this bit out.
Hello, Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you see me?
No.
I can see you.
You got to click that little button.
There you go. Clicked.
There we go. What happened to you?
I got a fucking work phone call.
Oh.
Now, I don't know. So is that going to have... Are you recording now?
Yeah, I just didn't turn the record off, so I can just edit that out.
Fantastic. Okay, so where were we?
We're making fun of Jimmy Bang Bang, but I'm sick of that.
Oh, yeah, Silk Road. No, that's fine. Yeah. So what are we talking about now?
A sexy competition. Well, why don't we, like, we've already got halfway through. So why don't we talk about Tiny Simmer? What about your year? This is your celebration.
Oh, we're talking about Tiny
Simmer. Because I fucked up the last recording, but...
All right, so now we've segued. For those listening, we'll have edited out the part where my connection dropped out because I got a work phone call because I actually have a job outside of doing Tiny Sumo. For those that don't know, I do actually have
a... We can't talk about that because he's an international man of mystery.
And you don't want to know. Anyway, it's no fun. So, yeah, I got a phone call. But now we're back, so we're talking about, yeah, Tiny Sumo. We did three... This is our third chat. We tried talking about it. We linked up on the 6-month anniversary of Tiny Sumo. Yep. I had someone ask me the other week too, like where the Tiny Sumo thing came from. And it's like, well, I competed in sumo and I'm tiny. So that was essentially it. It was literally it. The page itself started, like, I don't know if people know, but the page itself started as a training diary. I was just like, I have my own personal Instagram page where I just put pictures of my family pretty much. And I was putting my training on there and I'm like, man, no one wants to fucking see this shit. Like, this isn't, you know what I mean? And fair play. I'm like, I can understand why you wouldn't want to see it. It's boring as fuck. But it was just a way for me to track my training coming back from injury. So I thought I'd start a new page, and that's where the Tiny Sumo page started. And then thank you to the guys from DCE. I went on their podcast and I think you were the one that talked me into doing it too. You were like, you're a good talkie boy, bear talkie boy.
Yes. Well, that's
good. That was pretty much it.
I found out you went to drama.
I did have a scholarship for performing arts. I did study drama as a child, and that has helped me be able to be a talkie boy. That's pretty much it. It's one of those things where it's just, I mean, realistically anyway, the chats are just stuff that I like. It's not hard. Like, I'm not having to go out and study anything. I'm not having to go out and learn anything new. I am obviously learning stuff, but it's stuff I'm interested in anyway, so it doesn't really matter. It's not really affecting my day-to-day. And so that was how the page sort of started. And then me, you and I did a couple of chats, and then I got some more guests on. It's just grown from there. It's been a fucking trip. Like, it has been a trip. It's been very cool. It's sort of manifested into something completely different to what I thought it would have been at the start. We're only 6 months in now, but it's chugging along nicely. Like, to go from where it was, you know, I remember when... You know, like, I was happy to hit double-digit likes on my Facebook page, like actual likes of the page.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's sick. With people, like, other than, like, my mum and my wife that liked the page, and other than you, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, shit. And there's been loads of trial and error. I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But people seem to dig the chats. People seem to be getting into it. It's fun. It's been really cool. It's been very cool to be able to talk to people. Like, even yesterday I did two chats. And, you know, like, Sarah, you know, like I was speaking to her about fighting and her time in Japan and everything. And then afterwards she was like, holy shit, we chatted for half an hour. I'm like, yeah, because it was just us having a talk. Like, that's what it wasn't an interview. I was just genuinely interested in learning about her as a person. So we just talked, and we could have kept talking. There was no dead time. There was no awkward silences. There was no, like, clunky, you know, because sometimes there's definitely those chats where I have to walk people through stuff. And that may be people that are, you know, like, I talked to some people that are very new in the sport and very young and all that sort of stuff.
I've had a couple of difficult ones.
And that's, look, it happens. It's probably harder for you as well, though, because you interview or you chat to people on such a broad scale of stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, it's like I'm talking
zero preparation.
Yeah.
I get myself into situations where I know not much about that topic. And I'm talking to an expert on that topic.
On that topic, yeah.
Because the point is that we don't do any research. I was talking to them about that the other day. They're like, oh, so what do you do to prepare for a podcast? I'm like,
none.
Nothing.
None at all.
Because
none
that's
at
the
all.
Point. It's supposed to be like some topics I know about, so I come in a bit more knowledgeable. Some topics I know nothing about, so I ask the stupid questions that I expect people would want to ask.
Yeah, so the chats themselves for me. So I, you know, like there's obviously certain people I know a lot about, and there's certain people that I already know the answers for, but I'm asking for the sake of the people who may not know the answers. I get a really cool range of guests. I've been super lucky to be able to talk to people I respect heaps within the sport, you know? And then I also get to talk to people and it's their first interview or their first chat. And that thing too, like I'm trying to get it across to people. I was talking to a promoter last night and, you know, like talking about him coming on. He's like, oh, as long as you don't grill me, ha ha ha. And I'm like, dude, watch any of my chats.
Yeah.
Like just watch one of my chats. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any of the shit. I'm like, you're the one steering the conversation.
Yeah.
So if there's stuff you don't want to talk about, don't talk about it. Don't bring it up, dude. I don't want to fuck talk about it if you don't want to talk about it. I don't want an awkward conversation. There's only been conversations where I've sort of like, not necessarily cut them short, but I'm like, I'll probably finish this one up. You know, like there's definitely been those combos. I've definitely had those where I'm like, we're probably not going to be mates after this. I'm still interested in what you have to talk about because I love fighting and you're involved in it in some form or another.
Yeah.
But I have made internet friends out of.
You just threatened to kick a barista in the mouth. We'll cut this. We'll cut this.
Well, look, see how that comes. See how it comes. No, that was the thing. It was like I've definitely had those chats, but I've had some chats where I'm like, I don't want, like, you know, like the two chats I had yesterday, I could have kept going, except I had to go back to work.
Yeah.
You know, or I had to go to work. You know, like that was the thing. I'm like, I have to wrap it. I don't want to wrap it up. We could keep talking. This is a very fun conversation. My favorite chats. Like my favorite chats have been like my chats with you because they're fun. They're loose. They're light. It's just a fun catch up. I've had other chats where it's the same sort of thing. Like I'm talking to these people that I get to know via, you know, the chat itself. And then we might do a follow-up chat. And they're fun too because it's fun to be able to talk to them like post-fight and stuff like that and be like, hey, dude, we chatted pre-fight. Now we're chatting post-fight. It's really fun. It's cool. And it's fun for them to be excited. It's just a cool process. It's really fun. And I would like, I think, the trajectory, you know, like I'm being positive about it. I think the trajectory that it's taking now, you know, like I think there can be something there. I think I'm onto something with it. And I think the people are getting behind it, and the more people that get behind it, the more people get behind it. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I get
you. Because
people like shit that's popular. Now, so you're starting to get to that point now.
Yeah, I think so.
On your page, like, especially if they have any idea about how hard it is to get followers on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
YouTube in particular.
Like, yes,
you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, there's so many people out there with YouTube channels that their mum, their dad, and their sister subscribe to.
Yeah,
and that's it. So the fact that you're starting to get, like, the fact that you're getting subscribers is the credibility. So instead, I spoke to someone about it the other day. Is that when we started DC? Like, I think a lot of people kind of went, yeah, you know, like I like those boys. The boys are doing something silly. You know, I'll support them. I'll give them a like.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're at the point where, like, people I don't know.
Yes.
Is the predominant of our audience or,
you
know, we're in stores. Like, I don't know these people. They just wanted to buy our product. So we're at that point now where I'm coming back to some of the friends from the beginning and you can tell they're like, they've gone, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
But you made your bottle look like snake oil. I'm like, yeah, that's funny.
That's the point. That was the point. It's
funny.
It's one of those things where I think like the chat itself has manifested into something different where it's like first you and I thought that I was going to do something super technical and it was going to be like these really long-winded breakdowns and we're going to go over like fight news. Yeah, it was going to be something like Jack Slack sort of Lawrence Kinchin, you know, like that sort of vibe. And I still love that stuff, but that's not me.
Yeah.
And that's what the chats are. The chats are me having a convo to you, and people get to watch it. People just get to watch our convo, and that's what's fun about podcasts in general. That's why Joe Rogan's such a massive hit, because it's just him talking to people. It's him. He's genuinely interested in what they have to say. He gives them a platform to talk.
He's not afraid of, there's too much disconnect between what you're allowed to say and what most people have in their private conversations.
Yeah, of course.
So, like,
most
media is so far removed. Like, you know, I watched a TV show the other day, and, like, that's getting dark. Like that's almost a parody.
Yes.
Like, watch the ads and watch the. I'm like, what? Like, this is not. this is not real. Like, yeah. This is so fake. And, like, no one is authentic here. No one cares. No one actually thinks this way. You're just doing things. And that's the beauty of this type of stuff. It's like, love me or hate me. I'm sure I've got...
It is what it is.
I'm not sure. I know. I've got a lot of flaws. There's a lot of things not to like about me. but at least you're going to get a decent view about what I think, which is the point.
Yes. No, you know, like, I've tried to be very genuine with what I do in the chats. I try to give people a platform to just talk about themselves. And, you know, for some people, that's probably strange at first too. Like, they might be uncomfortable talking about themselves. It's like, no, like, it's just me and you talking. It's not an interview. I have questions, but that's how a conversation works. I have questions.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people enjoy the genuine aspect of it. People involved in the chats are happy that people on the grassroots level too are getting a platform to shine on, because that's the thing, you know, and it's something that I've sort of noticed while doing this. You go from zero of this type of work or zero of this type of interaction with, you know, like any sort of media, to all of a sudden, if you're a successful fighter, you're on the world stage and you're expected to know how to speak or how to carry yourself, and you haven't practiced it. That was one of the things you and I spoke about the other day, that I had a young fighter on. He's had, you know, like a handful of MMA fights on. And I actually spoke to his coach the other day as well. And after the chat, you know, his coach thanked me for having his fighter on. I said, oh, dude, you know, like, he handled it really well. He goes, oh, we practiced beforehand. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. That's really cool. And so I'm like, I want you on the chat now, because you're the type of person. I'm like, you went out of your way to give your fighter the time that you, like, you both thought it was something important, so you practiced. You wanted to make sure that you put your best self forward. And I'm like, that's the kind of person I want in my chat. That's awesome. That's so cool to hear. You know, I don't want people to be nervous at all when they're having their chat. If people have any questions before we go on the chat. And the thing I try to tell people too, I'm like, just go watch some of my chats. Like, just watch any of my chats. Any of my videos, I put a video up every fucking day. Go watch any of them. And it's just me having a chat with someone about stuff that I like. I love fight sports. I like to think I know enough about it, both, you know, like, competitively involved in the sport and all that sort of stuff, where I can have a conversation with anyone. You know, like, there's definitely been some moments where I fanboyed a bit when I'm talking to these people, because I'm like, I've been lucky to be able to talk to some people. I'm like, holy shit, like,
you shouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah, that's fucking, it's a trip, you know, sometimes. I'm like, holy shit. And look, to some people, they might be, like, big names, but, like, to me, they're important. Or, like, they're guys that I really enjoy fighting, or they're coaches. Like, one of the, like, Barry Gibson I had on, and, you know, like, he would be, like, he's a very good Sambo competitor in the UK. You know, I think he got a bronze at the Masters Worlds recently. You know, like, so from a competitive standpoint, he's a good competitor. But I know him as a strength and conditioning coach, because he used to write for a magazine I used to buy, and I still have all the articles. And I cut them all out and I put them in folders. And I told him that, and he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude, I've got them all. Like, I've still got them all, because that was my first introduction to strength and conditioning outside of running and push-ups.
Yeah.
Like, my first introduction to fight strength and conditioning for MMA-specific style stuff was reading your articles. And so I've still got them. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, so this chat's cool as fuck, because 10 years ago, that's what I was reading. Yeah. So I had the opportunity to be able to talk to those sort of people, where it's a trip. You know, I talked to really – like, I had a chat with Eli Knight the other day, and he's one of those guys that I really respect in jiu-jitsu. And, like, I've got to talk with Brandon McGathren, I've got to talk with Ken Peters, and these are all guys that I chat with now, like, outside of chat. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, you guys are, like, very well known in the jiu-jitsu community. Legitimate as fuck black belts. You know, like, and they're happy to talk to me, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of, like, that's really cool. It's cool that they're happy to interact with me, and their videos that I've been watching and stuff like that, you know, like, that's a trip. It's weird. But then I get to talk to people who've had their first fight, and that's super fun as well. I love it. I love that, you know, I get to find, why just, like, it's interesting hearing about why certain people started. You know, like, a common theme with girls is that they wanted to lose weight, and then they found, like, a kickboxer size class, and then, you know, and then that, and they're like, I like punching
people.
And
they realized they liked it, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Do you get that, though? So, like, women are vicious. Women have a, I find, like, that the most guys, you have to teach them to punch someone in the face. As much as everyone likes to think that guys are really aggressive, guys almost have a bit more of an aversion to punching them in the face, whereas nearly every girl I've ever kind of trained or trained with, to the first date, is like, you're like, beautiful. That's what you're supposed to do.
There you go, done. Yeah. So that's, you know, like, it's really fun to have those sort of conversations, hear the backstories and hear just like, why did you get involved? What drives you to stay involved? Where do you want to go with this sort of thing? And I've had people like, you know, like give me some really in-depth stories and some really personal shit. Like I cried on a chat the other day because I'm soft as fuck. But that's because it's a genuine chat. And if she had told me that story in person, I would have cried too.
Yeah.
So that's all. It's like, okay, it just means that people are going to watch this chat. It is what it is. I don't like, that's the chat. That's the chat. That's my reaction to your story. Mm. And I'm sure that there's other people that will hear your story and feel the same way. So it's awesome that I get to be, even in my own little way, like a platform for people to share that. You know, like it's now to the point where like, it's not uncommon. Well, like first, you know, like my first triple digit video was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting video.
Your first video, but that's beside the point.
It was my third video.
Oh, right.
No, my first video with you did triple digits.
Oh, hey.
On, yeah, my
first
video
with you count, did. Though, because the first one's like, oh, what are these two idiots talking about? Like our first
yeah,
video,
my first.
Like our first video went up and then boom.
Yeah, my first
up,
video did.
Boom, bow.
Yeah, my first video did triple digits and then my third video is still my most viewed on YouTube, but I just got lucky with that. That was McDojo Life. And he put it in his bio and he got mentioned by Rogan and he tripled his followers. So I just got lucky there. But then my other ones, like I've done a bunch of videos now on Facebook that are near 1,000 views.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's for me, that's fucking, I'm like, holy shit, that's pretty good for me. You know, like, and obviously it comes down to a lot, like you and I speak about it all the time. It obviously comes down to like the guests sharing stuff. Yeah, I don't want people to think that I'm – this is like anyone that watches this that I do a chat with, please share it. Yeah. Like I don't want to have to ask you to share it.
Yeah.
But I don't get enough views on my own. The idea is that like you need to share it.
Yeah.
Because that way your friends will see more of it. But that's definitely – you can tell, you know, I can obviously see in my view count where people haven't shared it. I'm like, oh, yeah. It is what it is.
I've got this. I can tell. Like, hey, yeah, it's up. If you'd like to share it, we'd really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like. I just send them the link again. Like, hey, I don't know. Oh, I can't remember if I sent you this. Or I send it to them on Facebook. And then the next time I send it to them on Instagram, I'm like, hey, here's the link. Remember? Just so you know.
And I yeah, like, yeah. Some people, I'm like that with my personal stuff. Like I'm very...
Yeah, yeah.
Reserved on my personal page. Like I don't really,
yeah.
I don't even really share much of my own stuff because I'm not, you know, for someone that puts themselves out there with a YouTube page and a podcast, I don't really like being the center of attention sometimes when it's about me. Like I can make it about my thing. It's about my business. I'm promoting the business. Let's talk about it. I'm doing something for myself. So I get that why people might feel a little shy about posting on their own page.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then it's cool where like days like yesterday with Sarah with her chat, she shared it on her personal page, her fighter page, and put the link in her Instagram bio.
Hey,
I'm like,
that's
fuck
what
yes. I like that. Yes, thank you. And Ensign Inouye liked the video.
Oh.
So
you were
mind you though,
you were fanboying when you saw that like.
Dude, well that's the thing anyway, she lives with him. That's her partner, that's how, you know. And, like, that was the hardest, like, I asked her, I'm like, do you fanboy? She's like, I do sometimes still.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't know, that was the thing, I don't know, like, with the chat, that was really fun. It was a fun chat because I was talking to her and I'm like, she met him sort of doing essentially this. She was interviewing him for NZ MMA, like a website.
Yeah.
At an MMA expo in New Zealand. Didn't know who he was. So she's like, that's why we hit it off, because I liked him.
Because
you liked him.
Couldn't treat him like a...
Yeah, she liked him for his personality, and so they started talking. She didn't know, oh, you're an OG, like you're a, you know, you're a, and I'm telling her, I'm like, I can literally see VHS tapes now that I know have Ensign fights on them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've got, I'm like, she's like, oh, no, I know. She goes, it's a fucking, like, she's like, it's a trip, man. But she only was able to, like, she's able to sort of take herself out of the situation now and see, but she's like, but that, at the time, that's why it worked.
Make sure you go and listen to Tiny Sumo podcast, Daily Drop. What's the name of it? You've got fancy names for them now. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, I name them all differently. That one was Tiny Sumo Daily Drop. That was Cultural Deep Dive with Sarah Jane McCann.
There we go.
That is up on Facebook.
Stop
and
this podcast
YouTube's
right now. This podcast.
Pause
is shit.
It. Pause it. Pause
Don't
it.
Don't ever listen to this ever again. Get over there and listen to that.
Listen to that one. Listen to that
chat,
one.
Which doesn't have two idiots talking shit.
Pretty much, yeah. It has one idiot, and then it has a really sweet, nice person who's super interesting, and she told me a lot of cool stuff, and that was a really good chat, and that's the sort of stuff I get to do. I get to talk to these people about really cool stuff. I'm super lucky in that, and I'm aware that I'm super lucky in it. I think that's – I hope that comes across as well. I am very I'm genuinely appreciative of people taking the time. I try and make sure they're aware of that. When I say thank you for coming on, like, I mean it, because they don't have to give me their time. You know, I am super appreciative of it, because really that's the only reason that I have content. Otherwise, it's just me. There's a million fucking idiots online talking shit by themselves, and no one gives a fuck about the most of it because most of it's shit.
Yeah,
I like to think I could still do solo videos, and I do still do solo videos as content filler. I spend so much time. I think that's one of the things that people don't understand. It's like, just because it's a 15 or a 30 minute chat, I spend hours organizing these chats. Hours. So much time goes into actually organizing the chats. That's where most of my work is, behind the scenes. Yeah. So the idea would be that, like, people will go, oh, what do you want out of this? I'm like, I want this as a job.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do for it. This is what I want to do. I want to travel around. I want to talk to fighters. You know, I want to have these experiences, be a professional talkie boy. That is essentially the goal. So
what's the next step? What, like, because that's the bit I was thinking about the other day for us, and probably you as well. Is like, you need an editor. Like, all this stuff, people have editors behind.
Yeah, I know.
But they pay, like, the problem is it's the paid. So, like, you need the, if you're an editor out there and you'd like to get involved for some potential future earnings, let us know.
Yes.
I can't pay you right now, but I don't pay myself right now. So,
yeah, here's the thing, get on the ground level. This is the thing, and I think I've had some people, like, Fingertape jumped on early on. And, like, here's the thing that people don't understand. I don't get money from Fingertape. I don't get money from anyone. The idea is that, like, it just sort of allows me to legitimize the process. You know, like, I'm able to offer something to my listeners.
Lost him again. Tell me his phone's called again. That is a very good, very good face. Very good face that is paused on, though. If you're just listening to this and you can't see the face, you are missing out. I might actually make that face the face of the podcast.
You there?
He's back.
I can see you. I can see you the whole time. I got poor network connection. Only as you came back on.
Because it paused on your face and you were making a not so sexy face. Or
a sexy face.
It might actually be your sex face.
It could be. You never know. I'm going to get a mirror onto myself next time and check.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the thing. I don't make any money, but I've had some other people reach out too, because I like to think that these are the brands that are like, no, I want to get on the ground floor. There's something here. There's, you know, like, that's what I like to think anyway. People see potential in it. I see potential in it. If people were to ask me what I want to do with it, I want to be a professional talkie boy. The idea is that, like, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to talk to people. I want to be able to get these stories out there. I want to give people a platform to do it.
Hmm.
You know, I like to think that the trajectory is definitely upping. I'm only getting more views. I'm only getting more clicks. I'm only getting more interactions and followers and all that sort of stuff. You know, 6 months might seem like a long time, but I guess in the grand scheme of things, to start, woe to go, 6 months isn't that long. Would I prefer that it was much bigger already? Of course I would. You know, like, I would like to be able to have a studio. I'm actually talking to someone who's building a studio. Hey. So I might be able to record out of there.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be really cool. Talking to someone about doing some apparel. So I'll probably be posting about that. I've got a meeting on the weekend about that.
How funny is it to have meetings just quietly? Like, what the fuck am I doing having a meeting?
But, like, choosing to have a meeting as opposed to being forced to have a work one. Yeah, it's very different. It's cool, but, like, the thing is, when it's stuff, you know, like this, and you're the same, and that it's a passion project, and you just want to build something out of your passion project. Because the idea is that, like, I do give a lot of love and care and attention to this for the reason that I do believe it's something special. You know, like, I'm giving people that, like I said, I don't think people probably will get this, the opportunity to talk about themselves in this sort of platform, 30 minutes or whatever it may be, of just uninterrupted, just tell me about yourself. How do you train? How do you feel? What are your plans? What are your goals? What do you see yourself doing in the future? What's 2019 like? All that sort of shit. You know, they're not going to get that until they're you know, fighting in Bellator or the UFC or Rise. And I was like, you know, like, these are the people that aren't going to get that sort of exposure until they're already there, and then it's too late, and you just need to know how to swim at that point. You're in the deep end. So it's like, hey, no, come over to me. I'm the kiddie pool. And the kiddie pool is still fun. You know, we can get some fuck pool toys out and shit. But the idea is that you need to learn first. And I'm learning too. We're learning together. I'm learning, you know, like, my own social media presence, how it works. Yeah. Synergy. I'm learning what my own social media presence is and what my my own style is in terms of, like, this thing for the interviews. They're not interviews. They're chats. So I'm just talking. Just talking shit. It's fun. We joke, we laugh, we have fun. Sometimes not as much as other chats. You know, like, some people, they're not that good at doing the chats. That's fine. They're good at fighting. That's, you know, that's how it is. That's cool. But some people really get into it. And like I said, I've made some friends out of it. It's fun to see people at the fight shows. If you see me at the fights or anything, come up and say hello, please. You know, like, I had people want to get photos and shit, which was fucking a trip. Anything like that, you know, like, if you see me, come say hi. And like I said, I'm going to get apparel, you know, and I would love to see people wear the apparel. And I'm not going to make money out of it. You know, like, that's the thing. I'm not going to make fucking money. The idea is just cool, like, hey,
walk around with your stuff on.
That's the idea. Yeah, that's the idea. It's just, I just want people involved. And I think the more people that get involved, the better it is. And we all grow together. A rising tide raises all ships, that sort of thing. And that's why it's been fun to be able to team up with you and be able to, you know, like, your business is fucking, like, since you started doing it, man, it's so cool to see that it's taking off the way it's taking off, and it's only getting bigger. And that's sort of what I want for what I'm doing. And I feel like that definitely the trajectory. So that's the plan, like, 2019. I would like by 2020, you know what I mean? If I could by 2020 be you know, self-sufficient, that'd be very cool. That'd be very cool. I think that's the that would be the plan anyway. But who knows? Yeah, you know, like, that's and if not, and that's the thing anyway, I won't begrudge the process. If not, I've had a lot of fun doing, you know, like, I've already had a lot of fun, and I'll continue to have fun with it. So, you know, I'll just keep doing it. I'll just keep doing it. It doesn't really matter. Will I do a daily drop? That's the thing. Like, in the new year, I might not even do a daily drop. Like, I've done, I think, almost 200 uploads now. That's a lot of content, a lot of free content. So I might do, like, I was thinking maybe even next year, dropping it to 3 chats a week or something. Just because, like, the time and effort and energy that goes into doing them, to organizing them, is really hard. So that might be where, you know, like, I did it to just try and get as much coverage as possible and just sort of blanket social media as much as possible. It's like, hey, no, I've got something for you every day. Keep tuning in. And originally it started because I kept having tech trouble. So it's like, hey, if I do a chat every day, I'm bound to get something.
Video. 3 out of 7 ain't bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bound to get something. So I'm thinking maybe next year I'll put a poll up on Instagram or something.
Just make a decision.
I'll put a poll up anyway.
Never take on feedback. And never listen to anyone.
It's my choice.
It's
fuck
just
you.
Gonna piss you off. Just do what you want.
That's pretty much it. Well, I put up a thing the other day. Like, I was looking at getting t-shirts done. I'm like, where would people like the logo, front or back? Yeah, and I was I got like 50 votes.
Yeah,
and it was evenly split.
Yeah, of course, you get what you deserve. That's what I say to my brother-in-law when he tries to sell something on Facebook Marketplace. I'm like, he'll send me the stupid message again. I'm like, you deserve that. You were selling a phone the other day. I'm like, I would rather take a hammer and smash my phone
than deal with people.
Than deal with these people. It's just not worth it. It's just worth it.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I need a bail. I've got to go to Western Union and pay money to a Pakistani man. And I've got to send off some Jammy Waters. So I've busy little boy. And I've got another podcast this afternoon with Batman and Robin.
Nice. That's fantastic. I know who you're chatting with when you say Batman and Robin too. Awesome. I've got to go to my job. I've got Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
That's rough.
Yeah. But I got bills. So it's all good.
Okay,
it's
man.
All good. All right, bro.
I'll talk to you in a minute, as we always do.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. All right.
Bye.
Bye.